Welcome to Ireland, Trish. Welcome to Ireland. Welcome back to where you were born, from the United States, from Scottsdale, Arizona. I want to give a huge shout-out welcome to my sister, who has started life as Patricia O'Mahony and is now Trisha Hoyt. And I want to welcome her back in. About 2 hours ago, maybe a little bit less, she arrived, touched down at Shannon Airport in County Clare in Ireland. Or rather, I assume she has, because I haven't bothered her or my brother, who was picking her up in the car, to check that she actually really did arrive. But it's a very important day in my life, because I have the possibility of a little bit of quality time with her. And, you know, I've seen my sister a few times over the last 20 years. But in all of the times, I think, as far as I can remember, they were shared time. So we have actually had a conversation via Skype and also an email about the possibility of having a one-to-one time. Now, who's this sister, you know? Why would I be interested in meeting my sister? Well, I can tell you that if you think I can tell a good story, and I know that some people hold that viewpoint, but if you think I can tell a good story, my sister would knock you out of the water. She is just amazing as a storyteller. And I think it's true that I am following in her footsteps. Correctly speaking, I was inspired by my mother's behavior, unconsciously, to become a storyteller. No question about it. My mother was the biggest influence of all, because in the car, driving along as kids, she always told us stories. And, you know, that sunk in. That was like water soaking into soil, right? It literally went down and it gathered in the underground cavern, the underground well. And out of that, you know, junkies years later emerge my, for what it's worth, storytelling practice. But that, if I said that was how come I became a storyteller, that wouldn't be sufficient. Because I've been influenced by my young sister, who I have observed telling stories to groups. And I know she has told stories to very big groups. And I haven't seen her tell them to more than about a couple of hundred people at a time. In fact, to be accurate, maybe it was only 80 people. I don't remember. But I recognize talent when I see it. And she blew me out of the water because of her ability to, first of all, capture an audience's attention by starting with some question or some issue which she has very good reason to think is already in their mind. In other words, she doesn't come at them out of left field to start with. My memory of what I've learned, or certainly I'll speak out of my own learning, I've learned that you start from where your audience is at. And then you can move. But once you've captured the audience's attention, I mean, those of you who are storytellers know all this already, so forgive me just saying, you know, storytelling 101, perhaps. But not everyone thinks it through, so maybe I'll just carry on. Certainly it took me a while to learn it all. So you basically get to people from where they're at, right? Not from where you're at. So you might actually have, you know, I want to tell you all this story about how wonderful my product is and how I can sell it to you for a price which will leave you gagging to buy more. But you don't say that. You don't say that. No, no. You start with where the audience is at. So I got that from my sister. And then what else did I get from my sister? I got timing from her. Timing. It is so important to have... Okay, I'll make it more complicated. Empathetic appreciation of where your audience is at in its listening. You know, what are they experiencing? Now, this is only a guess. You can only imaginatively leap into the hearing stream of your audience and say, oh God, they're getting a bit bored now. They actually want a punchline. It's about time to wake them up. They want to be, you know. Well, you have to, and it's risk-taking. And the wonderful thing about good storytelling is that you take a risk. Sometimes you blow it. You go on a little bit too long before you reach the punchline, and they have gone off to, you know, imagine whether Man U are going to beat Man City this afternoon. Whatever. They you've lost them, right? If you delay too long. Get to the punchline too early, And you've lost the journey. And the journey is everything. So basically, you know, timing is everything. And, you know, the writers of operas, Wagner particularly comes to my mind. You know, I think of the ending of a couple of his operas, The Ring Cycle, and also the ending of Tristan and Isolde, the way it ends. But also the start of Lohengrin, the overture to Lohengrin, which is a masterful piece of composition from the point of view of timing. Those of you who know it know exactly what I'm talking about. Those of you who don't know it will have to listen before this will make any sense, so there's no point in my saying anything more about it, except that welcome my sister, welcome her. I'm not asking you to welcome her, I welcome her, and in the hope that she'll listen to this, you know, this is done in the most loving appreciation of the great talent that my young sister has.